Your instrument is the double bass.
It is. It is.
You're a tall drink of water.
There, yeah.
You couldn't have known you'd be tall. What was it?
Actually, the story is my father is a violinist and a conductor and music educator. I remember sitting down and watching a PBS broadcast of an orchestra, and there was a soloist, a violinist, and my father was very excited, hoping that by the end of it, I would decide I wanted to play violin. So he asked me, "Carol Lee, have you decided what," he's a string teacher, "what string instrument you're going to play?" And I said, and I remember this, I said, "I want to play the shiny gold thing in the back of the orchestra," which was a tuba sticking up. And I guess he took that as a cue that I wanted a large instrument and brought home a bass. So, and that I've been in love with it ever since.
What brought you to the Valley? Was it an opportunity to teach? Or?
I taught strings in Amarillo for 7 years, but in the area, in the system that I was teaching in, I could not teach high school. And I knew that I wanted to teach high school. My sister was working on her doctorate at U of A, and so I decided to come out for a visit, and I took some interviews both in Tucson and here, and met Mr. Roeder, and he offered a position with Mesa Schools. So I started teaching in the junior highs and then went to the high school. I taught at Mesa High for about 13 years, and now I'm at the elementary level again. So I teach in Mesa Public Schools in the elementary school, just about an hour and a half every morning, which is just perfect. And then I, of course, spend the rest of my day with Metropolitan Youth Symphony. So,
well, you said Mr. Reeder, but I want you to tell everybody, because there wouldn't be a Metropolitan Youth Symphony.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Without him.
So Wayne Roeder is the founder of Metropolitan Youth Symphony, and he founded it in 1982. And the purpose was to develop an organization that had an ensemble that was a challenge to young people, ninth grade and younger, you know, and an extension of what was happening in their schools. With the hopes of developing one string orchestra, they had auditions, and lo and behold, came up with two string orchestras and a full orchestra. So it was a huge success. Mr. Roeder stepped down 2 years ago as musical director.
You draw from around the Valley.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
we do draw around the Valley in the music programs. Our emphasis is on school music. We are educators, and so we do believe in promoting education in the schools, music education in the schools. One of our requirements is that we ask all of our students who participate, if they attend a school with a music program, then they must participate in that program.
Do you know off the top of your head the number of students you're engaging this year? Unfair question. I didn't mean to put you on the
spot. Somewhere around 300.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So your performing season, when does this begin?
Our first concert, November 9th at the Ikeda Theater, is in celebration of our veterans. And then we have our Holiday Pops concert in December, and then two more concerts in the spring. We are a founding resident company of the Mesa Arts Center, so we're crazy fortunate to have such an amazing venue to perform in.
How many of the ensembles perform in the November concert?
All of them.
Okay.
Actually, even our honors quartets perform in the lobby area. Our fiddlers do not perform at any of our formal concerts until the final concert, which is in May. Those kids, the fiddlers, do a lot of gigging. Those students stay a little busy throughout the fall. It's the time of year for outdoor celebrations.
Are there plans for growing the orchestra?
Absolutely. I didn't take the job of executive director hoping that I would maintain. It's a creative position. So it's a matter of looking forward and finding those areas where there's a need, but all as an extension of who we are, part of our mission, right? To just really bring and open up those cultural experiences and more awareness of the performing arts in the Valley.
Well, in the meantime, we can remind everybody that they have a chance to hear the ensembles on the 9th of November, right after
elections. On the 9th of November, 6:30 p.m. at the Ikeda Theater there in Mesa Arts Center.
On behalf of a lot of listeners at KBOG, thanks for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you.